Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? I hope you all had a Merry Christmas, and let me be the first to say at least, and this time, Happy New Year to you later on. My late father-in-law used to say, but it was always about 11:30 on New Year's evening, he would always say, "If there's something you need to do this year, you better get it done." Well, we're going to take that to heart today because we got stuff to do. Today is a Sermons of Service Sunday. Sermons of Service Sundays are a program that our session has put into motion for the coming year. And that's whenever we have a fifth Sunday in a month, we don't have our regular worship service. We just gather for a few minutes here in the sanctuary and have some prayer and some singing. And then we all go into our fellowship hall where we've got some service projects set up. We've got service projects for everybody and everybody's ability. We've got service projects where you just sit around a table and visit with people while you put some things together. We've got service projects where we sort through some clothing that goes to the Clothes to Kids program that we support. We have two projects that are outside the church. This month, this Sermons of Service Sunday, a small crew will be going to Clothes to Kids just to do some vacuuming and some dusting and cleaning up the store. We'll have a larger group going over to the Kimberly House to do several projects there to help them out in cleaning up some apartments and doing some things. But I would say most of us will stay right here and put together some hygiene kits for homeless people in our community, put together some sandwiches that will be used at the cold night shelter, which is probably going to get used this week, and sorting some clothes for Clothes to Kids. So there's a lot for all of us to do as we put our faith into action and we worship through service. So I want to encourage you all to stay and participate in that. Some of you are visiting with us and you've come expecting a regular worship service. Hopefully this will be an inspiring thing for you, an enriching thing for you. And I promise you, next Sunday we'll be having a regular worship service. Some of you are snowbirds who are down and weren't here for our first one in October. We hope you stay. Please do. It's a wonderful opportunity to do some things for other people, and we get to know one another a little better as we work on these projects together. So welcome to our Sermons of Service Sunday for December. You've seen announcements on the bulletin board. You've got announcements in your bulletin. We have all the same announcements appear in our weekly newsletter on our website, so please use one of these places to see what's going on in the life of our congregation. Please, if you ordered a poinsettia, they are ready for the taking. So if you ordered one of these and want to take it with you this morning, please do that, and we'll have them here at the church throughout the week if you want to drop by and pick it up then as well. So you're pointing to me. And oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. As a part of our Sermons of Service Sunday, we all eat lunch together as well. We're Presbyterian. We can't do anything like this without eating. So we'll have a sandwich bar, a sandwich lunch set up. And as we get through with our service projects, the crews come back from the outside projects. We finish up our projects inside. We'll all be together and have lunch together. So please stay for this great opportunity to work together. Again, welcome. And is that all of our announcements, Kathy? Yes. Thursday evening, we have a concert in our ongoing concert series, the Rebecca Penny's Ambassador Piano Concert will be here in our sanctuary. It's a wonderful opportunity to hear some great young pianists. I encourage you to come to this on Thursday evening. Now, let us worship with our opening hymn.
Creator God, it is in our lives that we become aware of your life. In the rhythms of the world, we hear your pulse, your breathing, and your footsteps. We build houses of worship, not as vaults to contain you, but as reminders of the sanctuary that is all creation. Not because these are the only places we find you, but because here we are reminded to look for you on the sidewalks we pass, the highways we travel, the rooms in which we live. The sky and the sea and the land which embrace us and tickle our senses. But even more than this, and the eyes we meet, the hands we hold, the human stories that we hear and tell of people past, present, and future. Here is where we find you the nearest, the most real. Amen.
Before our charge, I want to say a word of thanks to Cheryl Bruett, who has been our accompanist in worship for the last couple of weeks while Betty Detmers was on holiday. And Cheryl does this every Christmas, and we always love having you with us, Cheryl. Thanks so much. Yeah. There's even more good news. Cheryl and her husband have moved back to Florida. So she's going to be around to do some things with us even more often. My friends, we're going to tell it. There aren't too many mountains in Clearwater, but we're going to tell the gospel today. We're going out to tell the gospel. And as St. Francis says, go and proclaim the gospel, and if necessary, use words. We are proclaiming the gospel today through our actions as we do these service projects for the people in our community, as we serve, and as we fellowship with one another while doing it. So let us go tell it. Tell the good news of the presence of Christ with us. Amen.